It is Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
That's what it
Sound
is.
The bell.
That's why we are all here for a Friday installment of
Not Necessarily the News.
Get it, girl.
There you go, because no one covers the news like us.
That is the understatement of the year.
We appreciate you on our Hank Facebook Live, covering our comments section and bringing merriment and mirth down there to social media. Let's get right to it.
Let's start right out.
Yep. Yes.
Hey, what happened?
Well, we'll start with the good news, music news, that number one on the rock charts this year, this week, for the first time ever, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. We talked about this. This is Gordon Lightfoot's 1976 song that's like 17 minutes long, but it's after the 50th anniversary of the actual wreck of the ship Edmund Fitzgerald that it hits number one. So congratulations. I bring that up because that's a human that sang music. The other news is yesterday, Universal, Sony, and Warner Music have all struck deals to train a, quote, large music AI model, and have developed relationships with a startup that does AI, artificial intelligence music.
That is not a relationship.
Okay. We're doing fantastic. According to a new poll, 52% of people say they are not interested in listening to music created by AI.
Yeah.
Even if it's made by their favorite music act. I don't know what that means. But 32% of people, though, which is more than I would guess, are intrigued. And then 27%, as we said yesterday, admitted they can't figure out the difference. Like, immediately. Just it's all so.
We know.
The good news is we have our new friend as of yesterday that called us, Rebecca.
Good morning. My name is Rebecca.
And she will guide us through this AI revolution.
Hello.
Yeah. And
Hello.
Medicaid Part A and B.
So it's the question on everyone's mind.
Time to talk about sports.
Dang Skippy it is. Where were CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens during the opening plays of Monday Night Football?
I was hoping you'd get to this.
Well, the sports director is here to help.
There we go.
They were not on the field. They were on the bench. And they were sitting there to think about what you have done, young man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was enjoying some time at the local Red Rock Casino. They missed curfew. Conversation was had, says Coach Ryan Schottenheimer. They went on to play quite well, and CeeDee dismissing rumors of him getting sick at the gaming house. Says they're all untrue.
Oh, yeah, that he partied too hard and lost it. Well, you know, went in Rome. And then they both, like, scored touchdowns and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Lainey Wilson has been announced and added to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. She will perform and do all that stuff. This further substantiates, I think, my theory that Lainey Wilson, there are at least four of them.
Well, there's
because
gotta be
she's
a,
everywhere.
At least a few,
yeah.
Crying out loud.
Yeah, and each one of them then got a CMA award the other night, so that's good.
Congratulations.
Spread the wealth. And Lainey Wilson coming to a Thanksgiving near you.
Because ain't nobody sent me any gummies.
Uh-uh.
I just wanted to play
no
that.
Way.
Also opening up in theaters today, Wicked, the sequel, for good. And that includes also probably artificial intelligence android Ariana Grande. I don't think she's real. Cynthia Erivo. And Jeff Goldblum.
But those are grand artists of the best kind, acting and singing.
I don't know
and
what he's saying.
But, they were so sweet. Oh. I just sang all the time around.
Yeah. Yet again, an excuse to play.
It's
Goldblum.
A go. Yeah.
All right. So that's opening in theater.
Happy birthday going out to Hailey Bieber turning 29 years old today. And there's a good reason the supermodel married one Justin Bieber. He is actually a very nice guy. Now, he's driving down the road, a man breaking down on the side. The hood up on the car. He's feeling not so good and was admitting during that time on a live stream that life was really tough after moving to the big city. All of a sudden, Justin pops in to save the day.
Wow.
Now, understandably, this man was shocked and very impressed. No one word on what Justin actually did. I mean, I would assume that he probably gave him some money to get the car fixed. Well, but later on, he did thank Justin for the prayer and the good energy.
So so Bieber didn't, like, stop down and bust out his toolbox that he had in the back and actually help that way?
But we are waiting for him to come out to cruise night and show those guys how it's done, Biebs.
Did the person recognize that it was Justin Bieber?
He did.
Oh.
He's in the middle of a live stream.
I bet that was like, oh, great.
Look at
all the people to stop and help, this is going to be the guy that helps me. It's a gasket, man. It's a gasket, bro. Landman. Season 2, we finally have numbers. Because it's streaming and that avoids Nielsen, we just got to take Paramount Plus's word on that. And they say 9.2 million streaming views in the first 2 days for Landman. That is a 262% audience increase over season 1's premiere. This is starting to get to original Yellowstone numbers already in season 2. But nobody knows if there's going to be a season 3 of Landman because, you know, Sheridan and Paramount Plus are now parting ways as he goes to NBC Universal Peacock Land.
Well, who has possession of the Landman?
Nobody knows!
Who gets Billy Bob Thornton in the split?
You know, in the end, this is probably how Kevin Costner gets his revenge. There you go. I'm just saying, spoiler twist. It's possible. Thank you.
6-7 is everywhere these days. Okay. It's even the word of the year, according to
that
the...
just happened on the internet.
Merriam-Webster Dictionary, but it's not exactly original. Turns out it dates back to the 1300s when it was a dice game that later turned into something called craps. A word of C.D. Lamb was playing that the other night, then Shakespeare using it 300 years later in Richard II, and now it's the biggest thing ever. Carrie Underwood feeling it because she's got kids at home and hearing it all the time. So what is the cure?
Yeah,
just breaking it down.
It's pretty genius.
Every time the kids say 6-7, we have to immediately say 5-3-0-9.
That'll
and
work.
And if we all band together and do that, it will stop. It's going to take all of us.
Jenny knows.
That is genius. We saw your name and number on the all right, kids. Because that'll stop them.
6-7.
All right, continuing on, Kim Kardashian revealed that she was the winning bidder for her, we talked about this, for her father's old Bible, which he gave to O.J. Simpson, Rob Kardashian, his lawyer, after he was arrested. She, Kim, paid about $80,000 for it when it went on auction. Of course, they had spoken out and said, this is kind of messed up that this is going up for auction, but okay. And as we said, it's good condition. I think the joke was lightly used. And then finally, 1 in 10 Americans say in a new survey that they don't believe in facts.
What?
Yeah. Which ironically, 1 in 10 just don't believe that, as we just said. There you go. 92.1 KFM.